Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's the link between
That's fascinating.
the timing of menopause
Oh,
and
yeah.
heart health.
Yeah, a lot of people might not realize there's a connection there.
Right.
But
Exactly.
this research is really shedding some light on how the age when you experience menopause could actually offer some clues about your future heart health.
And we are pulling all this from a recent article out of the University of Colorado Boulder that was published in the American Heart Association's Circulation Research.
Great journal.
So get ready, because we're about to unpack why going through menopause later might actually be good news for your heart.
It really kind of flips the script on how we traditionally think about menopause.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially given the fact that heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the U.S.
Yeah. It's a scary statistic for sure.
It is.
It's a stark reminder that heart health is not just a man's issue. And while women often have a lower risk before menopause, things really change after.
Yeah, this study really drives that point home.
It does.
It suggests that women hitting menopause at 55 or older could have up to a 20% lower risk of heart disease.
That's huge.
That is a significant difference.
Yeah, that's worth paying attention to.
It is.
The CU Boulder team, they really went deep.
Yeah.
They studied 92 women and looked at three key areas: vascular health, mitochondrial function, and blood lipid profiles.
Okay, so let's break all of that down.
Okay.
When we talk about vascular health, what exactly were they focusing on?
So they honed in on the brachial artery.
Okay.
Which is that main blood vessel in your upper arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they measured how well it could expand when blood flow increased.
Okay, so basically,
it's called brachial artery flow-mediated dilation.
So how flexible and responsive the blood vessel is.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
It's a key indicator of overall vascular health.
Okay.
And not surprisingly, all the postmenopausal women in the study show some level of decreased vascular function.
Okay.
Compared to the premenopausal women, this is partially due to age-related decline in nitric oxide, which is essential for keeping those blood vessels nice and flexible.
It's interesting how that one compound plays so many roles in our bodies.
It really does.
So it sounds like regardless of when you go through menopause, there's some expected decline in vascular function.
Yeah, that's what the research is suggesting.
Okay.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
While all the postmenopausal women saw a decline, the group who experienced later menopause had significantly better vascular function years later.
Okay.
Compared to the group with what we consider normal onset menopause.
How significant are we talking?
I think 44% better.
Wow.
Yeah, even years after menopause.
That's a big deal.
It is.
So even though there's some natural decline, later menopause seems to offer some kind of protective effect.
That's what it's looking like.
Okay.
And it has a lot to do with those other two areas the researchers focused on.
Okay.
Mitochondria and blood lipids. Let's talk about mitochondria first.
Those tiny powerhouses inside our cells.
Yeah, they're the ones that keep everything running.
Exactly. And I'm guessing they don't escape the effects of aging either.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
As we age, our mitochondria become less efficient. They start producing more of these harmful molecules.
Okay.
Called free radicals, which can damage blood vessels and contribute to that age-related decline in vascular health.
So too many free radicals, not enough flexibility in those blood vessels.
Yeah, it's not a good combination.
What did they find with the late menopause group?
Well, the late menopause group showed significantly fewer signs of this free radical activity.
Interesting.
Their mitochondria were, for lack of a better term, healthier.
Okay.
And functioning more efficiently.
So better vascular function, healthier mitochondria. It's all starting to connect.
Right.
Now, what about those blood lipid profiles?
Well, here's another piece of the puzzle. The late menopause group had more favorable levels of 15 different lipids in their blood.
Oh.
Yeah, this suggests that how our blood lipids change after menopause could be another key factor in heart health.
So it seems like later menopause might not just be a coincidence.
Right.
It could be a sign of some deeper biological processes that benefit heart health.
That's what makes this research so exciting.
Yeah.
It's pointing to a potential built-in advantage, and it raises a lot of questions about what contributes to it and how it could inform future healthcare strategies.
Yeah, it really makes you think that something like the timing of menopause could have such a big impact on long-term health.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It really highlights how complex our bodies are and how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
It's exciting, though, because This research opens up possibilities for new therapies and interventions to reduce that risk of heart disease, especially for women.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
If there is this kind of natural protection at play with later menopause, could we find ways to maybe mimic those beneficial effects for women who experience it earlier?
That is a great question, and that's exactly what researchers are exploring right now. They're really interested in the role of those mitochondria we were talking about.
Right, those little powerhouses that seem to be at the heart of so much of this.
Exactly. They're looking at whether interventions like targeted antioxidants could help protect mitochondria and reduce damage from those free radicals.
So almost like giving our cells a shield.
Yeah, essentially, yes. One promising avenue they're looking at is MitoQ.
Okay.
It's a specially designed form of coenzyme Q10 that's specifically targeted to reach the mitochondria.
Now, I know people already take coenzyme Q10 as a supplement. Mm-hmm. Is this different?
It is. A MitoQ is modified so it can actually penetrate the mitochondria more effectively.
Okay.
Delivering those antioxidant benefits right where they're needed most.
Oh, that's interesting. So they're essentially giving those mitochondria an extra boost of protection.
Right.
But is there evidence that this actually works?
Well, there is some promising early research that suggests that MitoQ could help reverse some of that age-related damage to blood vessels in both men and women. And a larger clinical trial is already underway to investigate its potential in reducing heart disease risk.
That's great to hear. Are there other interventions besides supplements that researchers are looking into?
Absolutely. They're also exploring the impact of lifestyle factors.
Okay.
And diet on both mitochondrial health and blood lipid profiles.
So things like what we eat and how much we exercise could potentially influence this as well.
Exactly. We already know that a healthy lifestyle is good for us, but this research really underscores how crucial it could be for women as they approach and go through menopause.
It's like everything we're learning is pointing back to the importance of taking a holistic view of health.
I completely agree. It's not just about one magic bullet.
Right.
It's about making choices that support our overall well-being.
And knowledge is key. The more we understand, the better equipped we are to make those informed choices.
Couldn't agree more. This research is really empowering women to have more informed conversations with their doctors about their individual risk factors and potential preventive measures.
And this study really shines a light on the importance of considering age at menopause as a key risk factor.
For sure, it's something women and their doctors should be discussing openly and proactively.
This deep dive has been so insightful. We've learned that later menopause is linked to better heart health, likely due to a combination of healthier blood vessels, better mitochondrial function, and more favorable blood lipid profiles.
Right. And we've explored the potential of targeted antioxidants like MitoQ, and the role lifestyle factors might play in protecting our heart health as we age.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about how our mitochondria are affected by aging, but could our lifestyle choices actually influence the health of our mitochondria?
It's a great question.
And if so, could that impact our long-term heart health?
Yeah, that's something researchers are really looking into now.
Okay.
There's growing evidence that lifestyle factors like diet and exercise can have a big impact on how well those mitochondria function.
So what we eat and how much we move could potentially affect those tiny powerhouses within our cells.
That's exactly right. For example, some studies are suggesting that regular exercise can actually stimulate the production of new mitochondria.
Wow.
And even improve their efficiency.
That's incredible. So getting those workouts in could be like a tune-up for our cells.
I like that analogy.
What about diet? What kind of impact does that have?
Well, there's a lot of research focusing on the role of antioxidants in protecting mitochondria from that free radical damage.
Mm-hmm.
Foods that are rich in antioxidants like fruits and vegetables, even dark chocolate, could play a big role in supporting mitochondrial health.
So making healthy choices isn't just about weight management or avoiding certain diseases.
Right.
It's about nourishing our cells at the most fundamental level.
Absolutely. It's about giving our bodies the tools they need to function at their best, even at the microscopic level.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We've learned that later menopause is linked to better heart health, likely due to a combination of healthier blood vessels, better mitochondrial function, and more favorable blood lipid profiles.
And we've explored some really promising avenues for intervention, from those targeted antioxidants like MitoQ to the impact of lifestyle factors like diet and exercise.
It's really amazing how much we're learning about how our bodies work and how What might seem like small things can have such a huge impact on our long-term health.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
It really underscores how important it is to stay informed and to take an active role in our own well-being.
Couldn't agree more.
Exactly. And remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand, the better choices we can make for ourselves and the more productive conversations we can have with our doctors.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
This research is still in its early stages, and there's so much more to learn.
Of course.
But what we've learned so far is already giving women more tools to take control of their heart health.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you to keep exploring, stay curious, and keep those mitochondria humming. Thanks for joining us.